Good evening, everybody. This is Frank Allen here on WHRW Binghamton. You're listening to Tract or Fiction, where we enact a little religious tract by Jack Chick, and then we have a debate about it. We decide whether it's valid or not, and we learn all sorts of things about the known universe. Tonight is our last tract of the semester, of the season, so to speak, and it's a crazy one called That Crazy Guy, with an explanation point. Oh, that was terrible. An exclamation point at the end. That's how exciting it is. Here we go. That Crazy Guy.
Once upon a time, in a public park, just like the public park you are imagining right now, a beautiful girl was being asked out by that crazy guy, Craig. By which I mean he's crazy cool, not like he's one of those crazy guys.
2 weeks from tonight, I'll pick you up at 7:30. Okay, Susie?
Sure, Craig.
I'll show you how to be a real party animal, because I'm crazy.
Susie was ecstatic. After that crazy guy left, she waxed rhapsodic about him.
I never dreamed he'd ask me. I can't believe it. Wow, he's so beautiful. I don't want to mess up this date. I'll see if I can get some tips from Miss Damien. I hope she's home.
She was, and lucky for Susie. If anyone knew how to bag a man, it was Miss Damien. She'd sexed more men than she'd even met. Susie told her the story.
This is new to me, Miss Damien. Can you help me?
Listen, kid. As long as you practice safe sex, you can get away with anything. First, you go on the pill. I'll give you some. Your date is in 2 weeks, that's long enough. And I'll throw in some condoms, too.
It's so good to have someone I can trust. This may sound stupid, but, could VD be a problem?
Are you kidding? VD is nothing anymore. You get a shot of penicillin and it's gone. This is the new age, honey. Science has everything under control. Don't worry, pussycat. If it feels good, do it.
Craig's so cute and real crazy.
I envy you. Go for it, kid. What could possibly go wrong?
On the night of the date, Susie and Craig had intercourse numerous times, in various sexual positions, and in many prominent locations, including the back of Craig's car.
Ain't I the greatest, Betty?
My name's Susie, you jerk.
You shove it, Betty.
Later that night, Susie somehow felt less than wonderful about the numerous occasions of intercourse.
He was so gross. I never want to see him again. Oh man, I wonder if I'm pregnant.
12 days later...
I'm not pregnant! Wow, I feel great. I'm safe!
Not quite, Susie. Craig gave you two little surprises you didn't count on. The first one shows up from 2 to 20 days after sexual contact.
Oh, why am I burning down there? Oh, that looks awful! What did that creep give me? Miss Damien, I gotta talk to you.
I'm busy, kid.
Please?
Well, okay, come on in. If it won't take too long.
I think I caught something from Craig.
Did you pick up a dose of the clap?
What's clap?
It's gonorrhea, stupid. Don't you know anything? Get out, I don't want what you've got.
But what'll I do?
If you're dumb enough to catch it, then it's your problem. God knows I tried to warn you. Ugh, I've got to spray the chair you sat on.
Susie ran back to the park where she'd been asked on the fateful date, and came across a female friend of hers, whose name I don't want to tell you.
Susie, you look terrible. You got a problem?
I'm scared to death. My mom and dad are gonna kill me.
Can you tell me about it?
Susie told her. We'll skip that part.
Susie, go see my grandfather. He's a doctor. He'll do everything he can to help you. I'll tell him you're coming.
Susie did just as her mysterious friend told her.
Susan, I ran the test, and I've got some bad news.
It's gonorrhea, right, doctor?
Oh yes, plus something far worse. Susan, you're HIV positive.
AIDS? Impossible! Craig wore a condom!
I'm sorry, Susan. You're dying, and there's no cure. Susan, there's a horrible lie being pushed today. Experts are claiming you can have safe sex if you use a condom. But the truth is, the AIDS virus is so small, it can pass right through a doctor's surgical gloves. Researchers have found holes in surgical gloves big enough to all 10 AIDS viruses pass through side by side. And most condoms are made of the same latex rubber. At a recent meeting of 800 sexologists, not a single one said they trust a condom to protect them if they had sex with an HIV-infected person. So what does that tell you, Susan?
That's horrible! High schools are passing out condoms like candy.
Yes, Susan. And I believe millions of people like you, young people, will die because of this.
It's also unfair. Why did God do this to me?
Don't blame God. He tried to stop you from getting this disease.
What?
God set up strict rules in the Bible. If we'd obeyed them, VD and AIDS would be no problem today.
But I've never even heard of these rules.
That's because most people don't want to hear what God says about sex, Susan. God said there'd be absolutely no sex outside of marriage. In the Old Testament, God ordered the death of anyone caught in the act of adultery. This was to protect their family from venereal disease. Susan, God created within your body an incredible force that protects you from disease. It's called the immune system. Whenever deadly germs invade your body, the immune system goes into action and kills the invaders.
Wow, that's heavy.
But now AIDS has hit our land. AIDS destroys the immune system and allows deadly, deadly germs to spread throughout your body, eventually causing your death.
So, now that I've got AIDS, all I've got to look forward to is death, right?
Wrong, Susan! You'll soon face something far worse than AIDS. Oh, you'll face your greatest test as you breathe your last breath.
What happens then?
If you were a true Christian, Susan, God's angels would be at your bedside to take you to heaven. Unfortunately, most people die on their sins and their screaming souls are taken and thrown into the dark, horrible, unspeakable place. The truth is, Susan, your school doesn't care about you or your soul. Only one person really loves you. And he didn't want you to die in your sins. So he died for you. To keep you from going to hell, Jesus shed his precious blood, God's blood, no less, to wash away our sins. And 3 days later, he arose from the dead, and his sacrifice was God's love gift for you. And if you believe this and receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior at your death, God's angels will take you into heaven, Susan. The Lord Jesus wants you just as you are. He loves and wants to be your Savior and friend. Ask him into your heart right now.
I will. Please come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Thank you for saving me. I'm looking forward to being with you in heaven real soon.
And she died happily soon after. The end.
Alright, that's the end of the tract, as you heard.